Welcome to Field Notes, a production of the Prince William Sound Science Center.
Hi, this is Haley Hoover with Field Notes, and today I'll be talking with Rob Campbell. So Rob, why don't you introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about where you work?
My name's Rob Campbell. I am an oceanographer at the Prince William Sound Science Center, and I do all kinds of oceanographic research and monitoring throughout Prince William Sound.
What are we going to be talking about today?
Well, we're going to be talking about the profiler that we put out in central Prince William Sound and the new camera system that we've installed on it.
How did this work get started for you?
One of the basic things that oceanographers do is we have an instrument we call a CTD. That stands for conductivity, temperature, and depth. And conductivity tells us salinity, basically. So it's a little instrument that we can drop down in the ocean, and it tells us the temperature and how salty the water is. And it turns out that controls a lot of things about the ocean. Really simple things like how it forms layers and how the water moves around. And the neat thing about these moorings is they can be out there for most of the time, whereas you can't be out there in a ship 24/7. The mooring's always out there. So our mooring in Prince William Sound, for instance, it sits at about 60 meters, so 250 feet, and it rises to the surface twice a day, at 1:30 at night and 1:30 in the afternoon, and sends that data out to us in near real time. So we don't have to be out there all the time collecting that data.
Along with temperature and salinity, what else is the CTD taking measurements of?
The profiler, as well as the CTD, has several other instruments on it. There is a fluorometer, which it measures the amount of chlorophyll in the water, which is what makes plants green. So it gives us a rough idea of how much plant biomass there is, or we call it phytoplankton, which basically means plant plankton. There is a nutrient sensor on board. It measures the amount of nitrate, which is the limiting nutrient in coastal Alaska. So we can track that as it gets used up and turned into biomass each year. There is a turbidity sensor, which measures how cloudy the water is, which is fairly important in coastal Alaska because the water is quite cloudy from all the glacial flour. We have an oxygen sensor on there as well, which is also important in coastal Alaska because oxygen concentrations in the North Pacific can be quite low, especially in deeper water.
Is there any new instrumentation that you've put on the profiler?
We have a new camera that we've developed. We did that in conjunction with some colleagues at the Scripps Institution of Oceanography, Paul Roberts and Jules Jaffe. They have something called the Scripps Plankton Cam, which is attached to the Scripps Pier. And it basically takes pictures of plankton as they wash past with the tides. So we took their design and made it a little bigger so we could sample more water and mounted it on our profiler so we could be taking images of plankton every day while our profiler is profiling. And as far as I'm aware, this is the first system of its kind doing that.
So what have you been seeing so far? What kind of critters are you seeing?
The most common plankton out there is something called a copepod. It's a little crustacean about the size of a grain of rice or maybe a little bit smaller. And we see those in pretty much every profile. There are ambush predators that are little worms. We call them arrow worms that basically sit around waiting for something to bump into them and grab them. We see various kinds of jellyfish. We see pteropods, which is a planktonic snail.
So what's been the most exciting part about this work for you?
Well, really, the neat thing about this is we're seeing these very, very small microscopic organisms in nature doing what they do. Usually, to study them, we're basically collecting them and killing them and bringing them back to the lab or throwing them in a bottle, which is really, really different from their normal habitat. So we can actually see something smaller than a grain of rice in nature and kind of infer what it's doing by being able to see that it has food in its gut or seeing that it's in a patch of the phytoplankton food that it likes to eat. And in some, we can even see how fat they are, like how much lipid they have inside their bodies because they have these little lipid stores that you can actually see in these images.
So with this kind of long-term monitoring, what's the benefit and what are we getting from this?
Right. Well, beyond the basic science where we can learn more about how the sound works, as we continue to do this over time, we'll start to see patterns emerging from that, which will tell us more about how things are changing over time. So just a simple count of the number of different kinds of plankton we see over time will tell us things. Are they increasing? Are they decreasing? And as we get better at at doing that, it will become more and more important to managers as a sort of snapshot of how the sound is doing in any particular year or month or even day.
So what does the future look like for this project? How long are we going to continue to do this?
The current project is expected to go for another 15 years. And so long as nothing breaks, we'll continue to keep making those measurements.
And who's funding this research?
This is being funded by the Exxon Valdez Oil Spill Trustee Council, who paid for the profiler, and the camera system development was paid for by the North Pacific Research Board.
Cool. Well, thanks for telling us a little bit more about the sound, Rob.
My pleasure.
You have been listening to Field Notes, a production by the Prince William Sound Science Center. To learn more or to support this program, visit us on the web at pwssc.org.